Sai Ram to all of you.
Sai Ram.
Okay, good. You're all awake. Now we're studying 10th Anuvakam of Sri Rudram. And in 10th Anuvakam, last class we discussed, what's the mantra we discussed last class? Number 4. Number 4. And in that particular mantra, we discussed last week. What's the essence of that? Love in action. Love in action is what is it called?
Dharma.
Love in action is called dharma. It's so beautiful that we're talking about that the day before Christmas Eve. Because until the time of probably Moses, probably Zarathustra is the one before Moses, but Moses is the one that brought the word of God into action for the people that were surrounded by him. And that's called, what did he bring on the iPad tablet?
The Ten
Commandments. And I also said, how did God, what did God say to Moses?
Moses.
Yeah. Yes, he said.
Was he tired that time?
So was it his hallucination that he heard God's voice? That's the common question. You really hear God's voice when you're so dead tired after walking through the entire desert. Then you are there and you are so exhausted, and suddenly you see some light, thinking that there is some place to get some food because there may be a house there. Walk up all the mountain, you are so tired. Then you heard a noise and a voice, Moses. Yeah, who knows? Only Moses knows, right? Hello. Was he tired? Who knows? Only Moses knows. How can I know whether Moses was tired or not? But Moses did one thing. What did Moses do when he came down from the mountain?
Wrote
10 things and said, you guys have to follow. This is the word of God. Let us follow the word of God. Very tough for people to understand what that word of God was. But the one that made it very simple, very practical, phenomenally easy for the whole mankind is Jesus the Christ. Right? Jesus Christ actually made it even much more simpler. Yes, one thing that Jesus said, very simple, essence of all wisdom and Vedas, whatever. Right? People could not understand all these complex scriptures and everything. Jesus made it so simple for them. One sentence he said, yes.
Does that mean that Jesus came after Moses?
Yeah, Jesus came after Moses. History was, yes. That is true. Jesus was after Moses. That is correct. So, what's called the golden rule? What did Jesus say, the golden rule? What's the golden rule of Jesus? Now, above 15. Because, yeah.
Treat others the way you treat yourself.
Yeah, can you say it in how he said it?
Treat thy neighbor. Mm. Love thy neighbor.
Mm.
Yeah,
love your neighbor as you love yourself. He also said, do unto others as they do unto you. This is the golden rule. Do unto others as they do unto you. Now, what does that mean? If you love yourself, you should love everybody. Huh? Isn't that very simple? If you love yourself, you shall love everybody. And what do we say? Love all, serve all, that song we say?
Yeah. This is the call of the Lord. Love all, serve all. This is the call of the Lord. If you love the Lord, then you must love all. If you serve the Lord, then you must.
That's it. No, they will stop there. Okay, now that hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, all of those are Jesus's words. He made it so simple and practical for every human being that understood what it is. He also said such beautiful things about forgiveness. He also said such beautiful things about I'm paraphrasing. He said, if you give fish to the people one day, they know only how to live. But if you teach them how to fish, then they will have a life and a livelihood. So how beautiful, simple, practical. Now what we talked about, it is all about love in action. And through this love in action, what do you get? In worldly sense, you get happiness. Here and now, Maya, which is the happiness beyond. And then third one we said, Shem, which is peace. And Yog, which is, what did they explain as Yog last week? What is Yog?
Relief from sorrow.
Yeah, relief from sorrows. So you can have peace right now, but you are not relieved from sorrows, because sorrows will keep coming and going. So every time when you are getting affected by those sorrows, then you shall never have peace in continuity. And make sure that the one way to not suffer from happiness is to get married. Okay. Once you get married, you will never suffer from happiness. They will make sure that you are doing your work. You understand? So get married, then you will never suffer from happiness. Then there is no relief from sorrow. You understand? Hello? Yeah. Now let's chant the mantra. We'll go to the next mantra. Mrudano. Now that you understand the meaning, Murudano Rudro
Tano Mayas Kriti Shayat Viraya Namasavide Mate Yasham Chayosha Manuraya Te Pita Tadasya Matavarudra Pranitao.
Now, but now it makes much more sense, these words. Chayadviraya, Namasa, Vidhemate. These are the three things that we are actually saying in order to get the peace, the happiness here and hereafter, and the peace and relief from sorrows. We said we are going to follow three things. Chayadviraya, Namasa, Vidhemate. Chayadviraya means destruction of our inner enemies. Namasa, complete salutation or surrender. Vidhemate, following the dictum. That is dharma. Hello. These three things are dharma. And today morning I was having some friends, side devotees visiting from Seattle, and I was asking these boys, I was telling them about the sadhana we are doing. The three things. How many of you remember? Yeah. First thing, no cell Saturday. Was it successful?
No,
no cell Saturday. Yes. No cell Saturday. Yes. Okay. Next, what's the next practice? Yeah.
Follow your breathing.
Observe your breathing. Yes. Successful?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, you. Don't watch while you are, but not only not watch.
No talking while you are eating
and no complete silence when you are eating.
But like,
was it successful?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I know you will be no talking. Okay, like, making sure that, where is the other guy? Was he talking? Surya, was he talking? Not okay. Good. Okay, she's certified. Now we have a policeman at home. Okay. Now, somebody is still having trouble sitting at the table. Hello? Is someone still having trouble sitting at the table? Yeah, we have to figure that out first. Yeah. What's the problem? You don't have a good table at home? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My chairs are torn and all the
weather. Okay, let's all do a service project to get this family nice chairs now. Okay. All right. Now, you see, these three things that we're talking about, they appear to be Chayadviraya. That's what I'm trying to come to point about. Now, when we have these spiritual, so-called spiritual practices, they are not like spiritual practices that like do your tapas and now do your vrata and all that. Now, nobody is saying all this is actually spiritual practice. Simple three spiritual practice. If you understood what is the profoundness of those three. Number one, you have to understand three things in life. Anybody, spiritual or not spiritual, doesn't matter. Anyone, any human being need to have three things to survive in this world. Three things. What are those three things?
Water and shelter.
Okay, I'll make it. Thank you. It's time, energy, and money. Time, energy, and money. These are the three things you require to survive in this world. Yes? Yeah. Is there anyone here that disagrees? You need only these three things. You need to have time, you need to have energy, you need to have money. These are the three things you require to survive in life. Yes, no questions. Let's listen to me first. No questions. You hold your question. If you can't hold, write it down and then ask me later.
I don't know.
Okay, then. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, time. Now, when people ask the question, I asked this boy this morning that was visiting, I asked, do you go to Sai spiritual education? And he said, I used to. Then I said, what happened afterwards? He said, I don't have time. I don't have time. Then I said, that's very interesting. Does time belong to you? So you don't have it or what? Does time belong to you? Is time yours? If it is yours, then you say, I don't have it, right? Hello? Right? Is time yours to say, I don't have time? Does anybody here say that time belongs to me, therefore I don't have time? Then he was thinking, he was contemplating. Yeah, that's true. Time belongs to everybody and it is the same thing. Whether it is you or me or Timbuktu, whoever, time is time, right? It doesn't belong to anybody. And then I asked, so who does time belong to? Who does time belong to?
Nobody.
Belongs to everyone.
God. God, yeah, okay, good.
Everybody
has to. So literally speaking, time is not yours. That means I don't have time is not appropriate. Then if some people have more time, some people have less time. But time is time. How come some people have more time, some people have less time? I'm not asking you a question. I'm trying to explain it to you. So hold on one second. You can ask your questions. And I say ask your question, you can. First, listen. This is the problem. We can't listen. When you can't think something while you are listening, you have to listen. If you are thinking something while I am talking, that means you are not truly listening. Just go think about that. So listen first. So how do some people have more time? How do some people have no time? How do some people have less time? And then if you really think about that, those people that have control over their breath and can actually understand and know their breath, they will have all the time in the world. And this is the truth. By being present to who you are, and the only way you are present to who you are is through your breath. How do you know you are here? Because you are breathing. So if you have a presence of yourself all the time, then you have all the time. And the people that can actually spend a little bit of time focusing on themselves and their breath, will create time for themselves. They would not require Apple Watch to say, breathe now. It is so sad that you require Apple Watch to tell you, breathe now. Huh? Isn't it sad? I said, no questions yet. I will say any questions, then you raise your hand. Until then, listen. So, and when you start doing that, then you will begin to realize that you can actually get rid of so many wasteful thoughts. Now, second, I said first is time. Second is what?
Energy.
Energy. How do you get energy? By eating. The food you eat is what gets you most of the time energy. 24 hours. How much time we spend on eating? Hardly 10 minutes. Three times a day you eat, roughly about 30 to 45 minutes is the time you spend in a day eating. And during that time of eating, if you are not focused and with reverence, creating something that is put in front of you, which is going to give you energy with gratitude, and you are eating while you are talking on the phone or talking to others, watching TV, doing wasteful things, that is not going to give you positive energy that's going to carry you through your day. So to get the energy, you have to focus on your food. Now these are rules. Namasa vidhemate. Namasa means with gratitude. Vidhemate, I will follow the sadhana. With gratitude, I will follow the sadhana. With gratitude, I will observe these things. Namasa vidhemate. Then what you would get? I said time. Second is energy. Third is
money.
Oh, that everybody wants. That everybody wants. Whether they have time or energy, they don't care. They want money. Now here is the beautiful thing about money. The richest person in the world is the one with the least desires. Like my brother Mount Shasta here, Peter. You will be really having fun listening to him today. He's really a saint that lives in Mount Shasta. He's Saint Mount Shasta. And he is, don't raise your hand, Kanna, please. And I said, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand, okay? This is what called following the rules in the class, okay? I said, I will give you opportunity to ask questions, then you can raise your hand. So, the richest person in the world is the one who has?
Least desires.
That's what's called Kshayadviraya. Kshayadviraya, Namasa, Vidhemate will get you three things. And if you have all these three things, you are happy here, hereafter, you are peaceful, and you are relieved from sorrows. And this is dharma. And it all happens through love. Now, questions?
I think I've heard a speech before, and it was actually kind of satisfying.
Okay. Question? Oh, Mount Shasta, you heard a speech? Okay, he's here again. Yeah. Okay, very nice. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. Okay, next. Any questions? Yes.
Does that mean you're not supposed to have any water? You don't need water, food, or milk?
Yeah, okay. Food stands for not only eating the food, but also water. Okay? Yeah, whatever it requires to give you energy and to sustain. Okay, that would include water too.
So all of those oxygen.
Yeah, yes, energy. You need water also. When you are very thirsty, you need water that gives you back energy.
So air.
Air is breathing. Time.
They will give you those two things.
Yes. Yes. Any other questions? Girls? No, when your chance is over. You get to ask one question. Okay, now let's chant this Muldano Rudra one more time. We'll put another beautiful two mantras in Rudram, the next two mantras.
Murdano Rudra Tano Mayas Kridikshaya Viraya Namasa Vidhe Mate Yaksham Chayosha Manuraya Je Pita Tadasya Mataba Rudra Pranitao.
Now, the fifth and sixth mantras are so much of Christmas spirit. And now, as I said always, Bhagavan times these mantras perfectly to what is the spirit of the season or that occasion. Now, let's first learn the words and then I will teach you the chanting and then the meaning. Mano,
Mano.
Mahantamuta,
Mahantamuta.
Mano,
Mano.
Arbhakam,
Arbhakam.
Mana,
Mana.
Ukshantam,
Ukshantam.
Uta,
Uta.
Mana,
Mana.
Ukshitam,
Ukshitam.
Manovadhihi,
Manovadhihi.
Pitaram motamataram,
Pitaram motamataram.
Priyamanastanuvo,
Priyamanastanuvo.
Rudraririshaha,
Rudraririshaha.
Manastoke,
Manastoke.
Tanaye,
Tanaye.
Mana Ayushi,
Mana Ayushi.
Mano Goshu,
Mano Goshu.
Mano,
Mano.
Ashveshuririshaha,
Ashveshuririshaha.
Viran Mano,
Viran Mano.
Rudra,
Rudra.
Bhamito,
Bhamito.
Vadhir,
Vadhir.
Habishmanto,
Habishmanto.
Namasa Vidhemate,
Namasa Vidhemate.
Now, Namasa Vidhemate came again. Yeah. Shayadviraya keeps coming. Namasa Vidhemate keeps coming. Namasa means I shall oblige. Vidhemate, I will follow the dictum. Simple. Namasa, I shall oblige. Vidhemate, I will follow the rules. I will follow the dharma. Next. Okay, let's now learn how to chant the mantra. Okay? Mano Mahantamuta Mano Arbhakam Manavu Shantamuta Manavu Kshetam Mano Vadhi Pitaram Mota Mataram Priya Manas Tanuvo Rudrari Rishaha. See, there is a meter to it. When I'm chanting, it's like going like a meter, like a horse in a particular meter. So you have to chant mantras like that. If you break the meter, then the mind and the meter, mind and the thought, they're running like horses. You have to control those horses. That's how the sound also sounds. Okay, it stops the racing of the mind. Okay, one more time. Now let's look at this mantra. Ma naha. No, you don't need to repeat it. I'm now splitting each word by word. Because in Sanskritam, when we are chanting, they're all combined together. So you need to know the each word by word. Ma naha mahantam uta manaha arbhakam manaha. Ukshantam uta manaha ukshitam manaha vadhihi pitaram ma uta mataram priya ma naha tanuvaha rudra ririshaha. That is the each word by word. Manaha means destroy not. Please don't destroy. Ma naha, our. Please do not destroy our. Ma means do not destroy. Naha, our. You are saying to who in this mantra? Rudra. At the end, it is saying Rudra Pririsha. Rudra, O Rudra, Manaha, do not destroy. Now that applies to so many different do not destroys. Manaha is Betty repeated. Uta means and also. Manaha, Mahantam, Uta, Manaha, Arbhagam, Manaha, Ukshitam, Uta, Manaha, Ukshitam, Ukshantam, Ukshitam, Manaha, Vadhihi. Now, Manaha means, O Rudra, do not destroy our Mahantam, means great people, wise ones, or old people, aged ones, Manaha. Do not destroy our wise and aged people, because age and wisdom are linked to each other, generally speaking. Generally speaking. Because the experience gives the wisdom, right? So do not destroy our wise, aged people. Also, do not destroy our young ones, Arbhagam. Don't destroy our young ones, infants, Ukshitam, to be born. Now you see, the entire cycle of the society is covered here. Yes, you're telling this Rudra, Rudra, please don't destroy our old aged people that are wise, like Diana auntie. Hi dear, good to see you. And do not destroy our young ones, do not destroy our infants, and do not destroy our to be born. So the whole spectrum of society, you are saying, do not destroy them. And then it continues. Now, just so that the parents feel good, Manaha Vadhihi, please don't hurt. Pitaram, my father, Mavuta, Mataram, also my mother. Do not, Vadhihi means do not kill. Do not kill or do not hurt. Manaha Vadhihi, Pitaram, Mavuta, Mataram. And not only that, just in case you have forgotten yourself, please do not hurt our dearest bodies. Priya Manaha Tanuvaha Tririshaha. Do not trouble or hurt our own dear bodies. That is the meaning of this mantra. Every place we are saying Manaha, Manaha, Manaha. Do not destroy. Manaha Vadhi. Yes, you had a question now? Yeah. Yeah, to be born. Anything coming here? What? To be born, little babies that are still in the womb of the mummy. Right? That's what it means. To be born. Okay, let's chant this mantra. Manastho ketanaye manha ayushimano goshumano asveshuririshah viranmano rudrabha nito vadhir havishmanto namasavidhemate. This mantra continues with this Manaha. So like there's continuation of two mantras where you are saying, do not destroy, do not hurt. Manaha, again, toke, do not. So now you are saying Rudra, Rudra, because there's the end of the mantra, there is Rudra. Rudra, bhamito, with your anger. Rudra, with your anger, Manaha, do not destroy. Ririshaha, or bring trouble. Ririshaha means bring trouble. Either destroy, do not destroy, or bring trouble. Now, there is a list of Christmas list now. This is the wish list on Christmas. So now, instead of putting all the wish list for Santa Claus for the Christmas, this is what is the Christmas wish list. You are asking God, may our great ones, our young ones, our infants, our to be born, our mother, our father, or our own bodies, may they not be hurt, may they not be suffered. Now, what a beautiful Christmas wish that is. Yes? Is that what we are asking for Christmas? No. What do we, instead what we are asking? Huh? Yeah, like what? May I get an iPad? May I get an iPhone? What is your... Get my teeth back? What do you say?
Toy.
Oh, or a toy, okay. Yeah. Now, this is the Christmas wish list we are asking Baba today. Now, I will clarify to you, it also says with your anger now. Ma Rudra, O Rudra, Bhamito Ririshaha, with your anger do not cause trouble or hurt or bring trouble to our children. Toke, our sons, specifically sons are asked. Our children, our sons means Tanaye. Toke, Tanaye. Not only to those, Goshu, our cattle, Ashwa, our horses, do not destroy Veera. Veera means our valorous, courageous ones. Do not destroy or cause trouble them. Then, in return for all of that, what are we going to do? Namasa Vidhemate. Namasa means? We shall oblige. Vidhemate. We'll follow the rules. Now you see. Now you are telling Jesus the Christ. No, Jesus, we will follow your rules. First rule is golden rule. What's the golden rule?
Do unto others
as they
do unto you.
Yeah. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Now you see, all these beautiful rules are the golden sayings of Christ, of Jesus, the Christ. If you implicitly oblige and follow those rules, then you will get all these Christmas list fulfilled. Namasa Vidhemate, first you have to follow the golden rules. If you follow the golden rule, then you will get all this Christmas list of. There won't be any trouble to the aged ones, the young ones, etc., etc., etc. Now you see, what a beautiful way of message. Now we will come to Rudra Bhamita. Now we say, Rudra, you are saying with your anger. Now question comes, what is God's anger? What is God's anger? How do we relate to this thing called God's anger? Bhamito.
He is a...
Now we will go into the inner meaning of this. You want to chant these two mantras one more time and offer the Christmas list to Baba here. Let's offer the Christmas list. Yes.
One question, sir.
Yes, Kana.
You said Bhamito, Vadir Havismanto. What does that mean?
Right. Okay, sorry. I forgot to thank you for clarifying that. Now, after saying Bhamito Vadhihi, there are three things that we are offering here. Havis, Namasa, Vidhemate. Havis is first one, Namasa Vidhemate. Now in the previous one we said three Namaste. Things we offered. What were those three things? Chayadviraya, Namasa Vidhemate. Now what we are saying? Havishmanto Namasa Vidhemate. See, beautiful. Thanks for clarity. Now we go to the inner meaning of what these three things that we are, what is Havis? Havis means what is offered into?
Fire.
So sacrifice.
Chayatvira is a sealing on desires. Hello. Havis is sacrifice of desires. Is there a difference between the two? Yeah. Yes. What's the difference?
Sealing on desires is still having desires, but you control them. And sacrificing.
Giving up the desires. Now you get all these things if you do those three things. First one is Havishmanto, sacrifice. Second is follow the rules. No, namasa implicitly obliges. Vidhemate, follow the rules. Then what do you get? Not happiness for yourself.
For everyone.
For everyone.
There is no hurt of the entire society, including the ones that are going to be born. To your cattle, mano goshu, mano ashveshu, mano arbhagam, mana vukshantam, mana vukshitam, mano vadhihi pitaram, mataram, taruvoru. This is love in understanding. What is love in understanding? Now, hurting someone is what? What do you call that?
Violence.
What is love in understanding? Non-violence. Love in understanding is non-violence. These two mantras is about love in understanding. Non-violence. What was the previous one? Love in?
Action.
Action, which is?
Dharma.
Dharma. This is love in understanding. What are you understanding? What are you understanding now? What do we need to do to get this love in non-violence, in understanding? What is the understanding about? Three things. Sacrifice, oblige, follow the rules. This is love in understanding. A lot of people say, oh, Shekharji is so strict, he is so hurtful, he is so this, he is so this. Absolutely. There is no question about that. You are 100% right. But what you miss is love in?
Understand.
I'm not saying it jokingly. I'm very serious. Same thing with Satya Sai Baba. Lot of people, 6 billion people, how many million people really know who Baba is? And even after knowing who he is, how many of them really follow Habishmanto Namasa Vidhemate, Chayatri Raya Namasa Vidhemate? But because they did not follow, he did not let them lose. He absolutely had them follow the discipline. He absolutely had them follow dedication. He absolutely had them follow devotion, determination. Absolutely. That love is not an emotion.
That love is not, somebody switched off my... That is love in understanding. They had enough of me.
Yemendra. Huh? Okay, sorry. That love is not a
emotion.
That's what we need to understand. Because we are mixing up love with emotion. When you truly look at love as love, that love is not an emotional business interaction with every individual. That love is a tough love. It has to oblige. You have to oblige to that love. You have to follow that love. Love is the way. Love is the only way. Right? Step by step. Step by step we will get there. But you can't give up in the middle of the journey. If you give up, then you lost the opportunity. It's reset. So now you understand these two mantras. How beautifully this is what is Jesus is about. Love in understanding, non-violence. Jesus' life is not just about non-violence. It is habishmanto, sacrifice. He sacrificed his body. He sacrificed his body for what? One rule. What is that rule he followed? What is the rule that he followed? Thy will be done. Namasa vidhemate. So when you look at Jesus' life, it is about namasa vidhemate habishmanto. He sacrificed his own body and he said, Father, thy will be done. That means what? I am not going to have a compromise with you, Father. Your will is that I should sacrifice my body for the sake of aged ones, young ones, to be born, cattle, father, mother, everybody. I shall do that. For doing what? Hurt not others. And for doing that, I will sacrifice myself. Habishmanto namasa vidhemate. And that love in understanding the will of God That love is non-violence. Mano mahanta mutamano arbhakam malak. Chant this mantra one more time and then we'll close this class today.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
I request all of you to be seated and not leave after the Veda class. Sai Ram.